Perth City Media Radical Radio Show. Every Wednesday, 7 till 8 p.m. RTRFM 92.1.
This is Indie Media.
Indeed, this is RTRFM, and you're listening to Indie Media Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. We were just talking to Peter from the Refugee Rights Action Network.
Yes, and apologise for the phone call that just tried to get in and got cut off by pressing the microphone button. I do apologise to you, listener. On listeners, thank you very much for all the positive comments we've been getting from various people, and not just people in the RTR community, but also from the Indie Media Networks, where we've had big ups from Ireland, Houston, Portland, and various other places around the globe that tune in and take bits and pieces from this show. Bits and pieces from this show are uploaded onto the perth.indymedia.org website, as also to the radio.indymedia.org basic library of all of the different indie media shows around the planet. And there's dozens, and there's 160 odd, and they're quite odd, indie media sites across the globe. We've got about 6 minutes left. I was going to play a track, but I'm not going to, because we may as well make the most of having Barry Parsons and the Coops in the studio. And let's have a look at a bit more content of what's inside Twat. And this is just an edition of TWOT Twat.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask both of you guys. I mean, it's kind of strange coming out of Bunbury, especially for me, because my sort of experience of Bunbury is, you know, quickly drive past it to get down south.
And it's a bit of a culture vacuum.
Yeah. How's it been, like, doing... This is the third issue now. How's it been sort of producing it out of Bunbury and the sort of local response and everything?
It's been a bit slow. It's sort of... It happens and then it doesn't happen, and then... I don't know, it doesn't... It seems like there's a bit of apathy in Bunbury that doesn't... Nobody really wants to get involved in it.
And more interested in buying houses.
Yeah.
I can see, though, that there's plenty of content in the magazine itself, so there must be people interested in contributing to it. I suppose it's the hard part is getting folk to actually whack the thing together.
Yeah.
A lot of it is... down in Bunbury, there's a lot of artists. Artists are very happy to see their work printed. They don't get the opportunity very much, and that's one of the reasons why we got Twat Magazine happening. But as far as writers, poets and so forth goes, not a lot has come from Bunbury. It's been from Perth, it's been from Albany, Geraldton. Online, people are starting to catch on to the Twat vision and what we're trying to accomplish. And so Bunbury is just where we live.
Mm-hmm. Like I said before, it's full of dissent, and it's unusual the dissent will get a look in the mainstream media for various reasons, particularly the fact that there's a profit to be made.
You sort of mentioned various art, and obviously Coops has done a fair bit of the art in the mag and a bit of the graphics and everything. Just wondering, was that one of the main sort of objectives of the mag, was to make it more like a countercultural point rather than just like an academic essays and journals? Was it really
definitely it was all about just sort of that counterculture type thing going on, because there's not much of that going on in Bunbury, and we sort of seen a need for it, and so we started it, I guess.
I'm going to read a bit from Twat Mag. This is from News from the Front. Fallujah, Can We Call It Genocide Yet? It's written in February by Dr. Salam Ismail, who took aid to Fallujah in January. This is a report of his visit. I'm just going to read a paragraph. It was the smell that first hit me, the smell that is difficult to describe and one that will never leave me. It was the smell of death. Hundreds of corpses were decomposing in the houses, gardens and streets of Fallujah. Bodies were rotting where they'd fallen. Bodies of men, women and children, many half-eaten by wild dogs. A wave of hate had wiped out two-thirds of the town, destroying houses and mosques, schools and clinics. This was the terrible and frightening power of the US military assault. I won't go any further, but that's just an example of some of the content, as well as a whole bunch of poetry. And there's an interview with John Pilger, the pin-up boy of dissent. If we can call him that, if you have a thing for John.
I don't think John would mind that too much.
No, and also lots of bits of dissent, which is the go. And I'm actually looking through here and seeing lots of bits and pieces that would have been found on the Perth Indie Media newswire, as well as contributions from various members of our collective. The photos from Baxter, for example, I can see some of those, some locals in there.
I believe you wanted to recite a poem.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. I would like to. It's a poem that I sent to the Prime Minister's office the day that I saw him commit Australian troops to the invasion, not the war in Iraq, but the invasion of the sovereign country of Iraq on lies of massive weapons of mass destruction. I know that...
You've got 30 seconds, Barry.
Okay, it's called... I am more disgusted in Howard each day of his prime ministership. Dinner before democracy, prayers before hypocrisy, debate in known name only, we have work to do. I will stand here before the representatives of the people who elected me and commit the nation to an appalling legacy. My friend, the Speaker, ejects noisy dissenters so I may continue to present the speech my team was paid handsomely to write. Because right is might, and America is right. It's no mystery. I want my place in history, too. I don't like refugees, but I think I'll help create some more. We don't have enough enemies wanting to settle the score. It is all Saddam's fault, I tell you, that naughty, bad, evil man. He's got weapons and oil too, and he's not part of the US plan. So now the work is all but done. Bad boy Saudi won't comply with Resolution 1441, so plenty of Iraqis will have to die. We were lucky to get intelligence to tell us his weapons of mass destruction. We might not always be so lucky, gents, so let's give Bushy some satisfaction. By all necessary means, we should convince, connive, contrive and contend that war is the answer. Warmongering politicians are the talking dancers that commit our bodies to unspeakable cancers, the puppet flunkies and cronies of the rich.
Nice one. Thanks, Barry, for that. And if you want to get a copy of Twat Magazine, go to the website twot.com.au, twot.com.au, or drop into 78 Records and grab a copy. I believe it will be launched at some point over the next month or so in Perth, so you look out for that.
And thanks, Barry and Coops and Pete and KT for all being on the show.
Yes.
And we'll be here next week from 7 to 8pm. In the meantime, go along to perth.indiemedia.org.
And you're driving next week.
Ah, indeed.
Yes, yeah. And this track is also off the Indie Media Newswires, radio.indiemedia.org for all of your bits and pieces of weird music. And coming up next is Distant Murmurs. Distant Murmurs. And I can see Dr. Ross, I can feel his presence. See us next week.
Wake up.